WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
In Gaza, for civilians, is deteriorating with aid distribution centers becoming hotbeds for deadly conditions. The United Nations Secretary General says he's appalled by the conditions for civilians there and is pushing once again for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, 134 Palestinians have been killed in the last 24 hours, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health, due to Israeli attacks. ABC's Dia Ostaz.
The famine and the hunger increase sharply and intensively between the people on the ground. I witnessed a person and people collapsing in the streets because the lack of food and because the hunger, and it's put the people at risk to head into very dangerous places to get food.
On Sunday, officials say a four-year-old child walking with their family was bitten by a mountain lion at Hurricane Ridge in Olympic National Park in Washington. The child is undergoing treatment for their injuries at a Seattle hospital. The investigation is ongoing. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new bombshell in the Madison uncounted ballots saga. When former clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell was on vacation after the election in November and the uncounted ballots were not being dealt with, she was baking cookies and asking staff from the clerk's office to help deliver them. That's according to new reporting from VoteBeat. The first batch of missing ballots was found shortly after the election in November. The second was found in early December. Witzel Bell was on vacation for nearly a month after Election Day and didn't alert anyone about the uncounted ballots until December 18th. Members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission have repeatedly said if someone took charge, at least some of those 193 ballots could have been counted in time. Well, now we know what Witzel Bell was doing on vacation. VoteBeat reports Witzel Bell invited the clerk's office staff to a cookie decorating extravaganza on December 7th. For weeks, she'd reportedly been baking 100 different types of cookies. It also says Witzel Bell reserved city vehicles and suggested her staff use them to deliver cookies to local libraries. The Wisconsin Elections Commission just approved its investigation into the missing ballots last week. It determined Witzel Bell violated the law. Over and over, commissioners have made it clear that while accidents happen, they're most disturbed by the fact that after those ballots were found, nothing really happened for more than a month. Their investigation is thousands of pages long and includes more than a dozen depositions. The cookie stuff never came up. And when VoteBeat told Commissioner Don Millis about it, he was shocked to learn that when Witzel Bell was on vacation for almost a month, she was actually right here in town, even spending time with staff from the clerk's office. All while people's votes went uncounted. We have the full story on our website. Just head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, slight storm chance tonight, lows mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high mid-90s, extreme heat watch, a few storms. Right now it's 80.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim. We talk biennial budget, the uncertainty over Governor Evers' second run, and how progressives and Democrats move forward in unity here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, adjustable. Put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Anne, your wife.
Yes, with
not
Anne.
Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. Breed. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she laying eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Monday night as we kick off Act Two here. If you missed the first hour, my guest and is still my guest, John Roach, is here. We talked about his movie, A Road at Night, a great watch. We'll get back into that in just a second. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite junk food? It is National Junk Food Day, and we are asking people to tell us, share with us, the food you cannot say no to, even though you know that you should. We've had some great answers, so be part of the show and chime in and let us know what your favorite junk food is. I will be here in Madison all week, folks, live from Civic Media headquarters here. Conrad is holding down the fort back in Green Bay. And in the second hour here, in just a few minutes, we'll have Rocker from Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, will be here in studio. We'll be talking about Atwood Fest, which takes place this weekend on the East Side. Good food, great music, and some cool East Side vibes. We'll talk to Rocker in just a bit. Right now, I'm excited to get back into my interview here with John Roach. He's a producer, a writer, and a director. His film, A Road at Night, we just talked at length about, although not enough about. And we're going to jump into some talk about a film he wrote called The Straight Story. He co-wrote it with Mary Sweeney, and David Lynch directed it. So what a thrill that must have been, John.
It was tremendous. You know, I always say the adage is be nice to the girl who sits next to you at Catholic grade school, because it, you know, in the very early goings, Mary was the moving force, you know?
Yeah.
And as someone who, you know, wrote a lot, to write a screenplay with an editor, that is a really good idea. Because Mary had the understanding of structure. I mean, she's a good writer too, but she had the understanding of structure and flow and when to let it breathe. And, you know, we wrote the first draft, the first scene outline, the first draft in Mary and David's compound in the Hollywood Hills. And I would get up in the morning. And, you know, I was on Midwest time, and I get up early in the Midwest. So right. I was up at 4:30 having coffee at the Sunset Marquee while all the vampires were coming in off of Sunset. And then I'd get up to Mary's place, you know, at 8-ish, I don't know. And then we would write all day. And the great thing about writing in David Lynch's artistic compound is there's always good coffee available. And, you know, we were just jamming on coffee. And I think we wrote for 8 days straight. And we did a survey of Iowa prior to that. We had notes and research and all. And, and it was just, you know, it was as great an artistic experience as you could have as some guy from Wisconsin. You know, we premiered at Cannes. You know, my wife and I walked up the red steps.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a joy to, you know, it was a joy to see David work. You know, he just brought out the best in everyone, Mary and myself included.
I can't even imagine. All right, so The Straight Story, for those of you who don't know, before I knew it was about a person named Straight, I used to call it The Straight Story, or The Straight Story, once I knew it was about Richard Farnsworth character, Alvin Strait, it's The Strait Story.
Right, so, that is the correct pronunciation.
Yeah, so it's this great movie that was shot in Iowa and Wisconsin around 1999. If you haven't seen it, Richard Farnsworth plays the lead actor who drives a tractor from Iowa, because he doesn't have a driver's license, to Wisconsin to visit his ailing brother. Just this movie, he was Oscar nominated.
He was nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah.
He lost to Kevin Spacey for American Beauty.
God, I bet people would love a redo on that one. God.
Yeah. He did win Best Actor for the Independent Spirit Awards, though, so okay. That was nice.
And he was nominated for the Golden Globes, too, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah,
So this movie is packed with charm and heart and great acting. Sissy Spacek is in it. Harry Dean Stanton, Chris Farley's brothers. I didn't
Kevin
catch that
Johnny.
The first time. Yeah. I was like, Farley, wait a minute. So this is just such a fun movie, and I just rewatched it over the weekend. It totally holds up. Did David Lynch commission you guys to write this, or was it your idea that you took
Mary
to him?
No, Mary and I wrote it on spec. Mary had been editing in Hollywood for, you know, over a decade, I think. She was an assistant editor on Warren Beatty's Reds. She was an assistant editor on Blue Velvet and said, hey, I'm working on this film with this guy named David Lynch, and hold on to your hat. And then she became an editor on Twin Peaks. At the same time, I was producing in Chicago and eventually developed my own. I was at ABC and CBS in Chicago and eventually did specials for the CBS-owned stations, and then developed some of my own programming for syndication, of which one of them was one you like, the Sports Writers on TV. And Mary came to visit me when I was doing broadcast work, you know, and she was going, wow, everything happens really fast here compared to a movie.
Yeah.
But Mary called me. Being an editor can be tedious work. And I think Mary wanted, I know, she wanted a broader stance. She wanted a broader skill set. So she said, do you want to write a screenplay with me? And I said, of course. Yeah, why not? And I had dabbled in it prior.
But you're this producer of TV in Chicago.
Right.
Were you guys that good of friends where she just knew you'd be a sharp writer in a totally different medium?
Well,
or
we were
done some of that?
You know, it was strange because we were friends, you know, in a time where, you know, boys and girls didn't always have friendships.
Yeah.
You know, the guys ran. But also our families were friends for generations.
Okay.
So we, you know, my dad knew her dad, and I played ball with her brothers in high school. So, you know what? We're both townies. We were both townies in Madison. And again, you know, West Side Irish Catholic, everyone knew each other, you know?
Okay.
And so, and I do think we were friends, as it turned out, because we both went into a similar field later in our lives, you know, even though it's kind of a high school jock. I was also in the high school plays. You know, I always had that artistic side going on. So anyhow, so she said, do you want to write a screenplay? I said, sure. I said, what are we going to write it about? And she goes, let's let it simmer. And I may be wrong, but I think within 3 weeks she faxed me. This was during the era of fax. The internet was just starting to get its legs underneath it. This story in the Washington Post and New York Times about this old man riding his lawnmower across Iowa to see his brother. And I drove out to his endpoint, you know, and just kind of soaked up the vibes. And I said, Mary, yeah. And both Mary and I, you know, when you grew up in Wisconsin, when we did, you're literally 5 minutes from a farm field.
Right.
And so that rural lifestyle and those rural people, Mary's dad, Vince, was one of three or four Irish brothers who grew up on a farm in Oregon, the city of Oregon outside of Madison.
Okay.
And they were Irish farm boys. So, and I worked on farms baling hay to get in shape for high school football for 3 summers out in Barneveld for the good Bunbury family. So, this was the people we were writing about were not strangers to us all. And we talked about our dads a lot because Alvin was a man of another generation. But it was the generation from whence our fathers came.
John Roach is my guest. He is the co-writer of The Strait Story that he wrote with his pal Mary Sweeney, very talented editor, producer, and writer, and was directed by David Lynch. It's a must-see, folks. Everybody is looking for content to watch, and this film came out in 99. It holds up. I just watched it. Two things I have that really I just love about the film, and it's one of a younger person that Alvin encounters on his journey from Iowa to Wisconsin on a John Deere tractor. Says
riding more.
Yes, he says, "What's the worst thing about being old?" And Alvin, I'm paraphrasing, says that I can remember when I was young.
The worst thing about getting old is remembering when you were young.
That is so.
And you know,
resonant.
I handed that line, and I used to. I have a cabin up in the North Woods,
yeah,
outside of Minocqua, and I had this vivid dream. I mean, you know, we both wrote. You know, we both wrote the screenplay, but I remember the feeling of that line. I never sleep anywhere other than in a bed. I don't sleep on planes. I don't sleep in cars, you know, but somehow when we built this little cabin up north, we had this green leather chair. We have no TV, you know, we have quiet music and books. And I would sometimes fall asleep in that chair, not at bedtime. And I would have these, you know, moments where I was kind of dreaming and kind of awake. And I remember having one dream where all of a sudden, I really felt like I was 18 years old again. And when I woke up, you know, I was 48. And I felt sad about that.
Yeah.
And I just remember that feeling, you know, right. To remember when my legs worked.
I can't go out and just run around for no reason.
I remember when I would run across a football field and feel like I was flying.
Yeah.
Right? And now, you know, getting out of a chair is a big-ass deal.
You're going to pay the price. The other thing, there's another great scene, too, which is really the gist of what Alvin's been dealing with his whole adult life since World War II, because he's a veteran in the film, is the story he tells another veteran at the bar. And I don't want to spoil it.
Right.
But what a beautiful bit of acting by Richard Farnsworth. Oh. And the story came out of nowhere. So I tip of my hat for you guys, because it all starts with the script. As great as David Lynch was, and he was phenomenal.
Unbelievable. God rest his soul.
Yes.
As they say, as the Catholics would say, may perpetual light shine upon him.
But you can't, I don't care how great a director is or a producer or an actor. I mean, an actor to some degree that can improv a show and be entertained,
but
it all starts with the script, and you guys crushed it.
Okay, so I would argue, aside from the Academy Award nomination for Richard, and, you know, Mary and I got nominated for Best First Screenplay, and we lost to Charlie, whatever his name is, who wrote Being John Malkovich, Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah.
Which, so that's a worthy opponent,
wow,
right?
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think the most powerful thing for me, and I knew David. I mean, I was, you know, more than just an acquaintance with him, because he and Mary would summer in Wisconsin. I'd take him golfing.
So were they married? Or just
they were
significant others?
Yeah, significant others.
For
and
how
they had
long?
A child together, Riley.
Oh, okay.
For well over a decade.
No kidding.
But the thing that I feel, and I said this to Mary, I think the most important thing or most powerful thing we did through that whole thing is we wrote a screenplay that turned David Lynch's head. And by the way, looking at that screenplay and that subject matter, people have to accept this as truth, because neither Mary nor I thought Dave would have anything to do with this project at all. It was, I sometimes think that Mary liked the project because it was unlike the stuff she'd been doing with David.
Right.
Right. And it couldn't been simpler. David said, you know, the emotion is what appealed to him, you know, and it's, you have to remember too, David grew up close to the country. You know, he grew up in Montana. He was an Eagle Scout. He went to went to art school in Philadelphia and was amazed by how freaked out he was by that urban environment. But David was not, and look where Twin Peaks is set, you know, a mountain town in the Northwest. So that's a milieu that he was not uncomfortable with, right? I mean, I think that spoke to him in his youth.
It's interesting because we just have about a minute left, unfortunately, John, but it's so different because The Straight Story is shot kind of like an indie film. And you talk about an editor letting it breathe.
Oh.
The whole movie breathes.
Yeah.
It's like one deep breath. It's beautiful. But Twin Peaks is every shot. It's like a painting.
Yeah.
They're so different. Like, that's a testament to David Lynch.
Also, Angelo Badalamenti's score for The Straight Story is a thing of beauty. It is just so beautiful.
All right, we're going to have to save our sports writers talk for next time.
Next,
there's always something we'll kick down
about
the road.
We'll talk about it next time, and we'll light up some cigars.
I know. My kindred spirit here, John Roach. Thank you, sir. Always
AP,
fun. We'll do it again.
Great seeing you, and let's have a beer.
Did my movie line make the poster?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I'm very excited about that. All right. John Roach, he'll be back, folks. I almost said round of applause, but it's just Rocker here. And even if he clapped for you, we wouldn't hear him through the glass. But and keep us posted about A Road at Night, too.
We'll do
all right,
for
fantastic.
Sure.
Rocker is coming up next, folks. We're going to talk Atwood Fest. Don't go anywhere and send us your texts. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Animal enthusiasts, registration is open for Camp Paw Prince Summer Break at Dane County Humane Society. Kids ages 7 to 12 enjoy animal interactions, lessons with experts, service projects, art projects, and more. Visit giveshelter.org/camp for details. And now, Dane County Humane Society has a camp for ages 12 to 14. Camp Wildside is a nature and wildlife camp, bird and plant identification, monitoring nests, wildlife games, service, art projects, and more. Details at giveshelter.org/wildside.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Jamming through a Monday night here, live from downtown Madison. Our question of the night is what is your favorite junk food? It's National Junk Food Day. Anna from Madison, I wish I had seen this, from the 608, says, John Roach is always a great guest. I miss his back page column he wrote for Madison Magazine for many years. Thank you, Anna. Thank you for listening. And yeah, John is a multi-talented guy, to say the least. John Murray in Madison says, Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches, four at a time. Okay, four in a row. Wrappers are always a hassle. It's like I'm reading my own text here. I totally agree with you, John. You get the cookie part on your fingers and you can't get the wrapper off, but they are delicious. John says, shredded paper teas. Well done. Our pal Chris Casper says, Ripple chips and cottage cheese. That is not one I was expecting to hear. Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese actually is kind of good for you, right? I don't know. Thank you, Chris. And Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, I saw The Straight Story when it first came out. Thanks and congratulations to John Roach and all who were involved in making it. Favorite junk food, pint of vanilla ice cream with a side of potato chips. Conrad, have you ever heard of that?
You know, I've heard more of like ice cream with French fries.
Yes, I've heard of that too. I don't get the potato chip thing is weird.
I guess that's kind of the same thing, just not potato-y as French fries.
How you like
fries.
Your potato, I guess.
Yeah.
Monica from Mount Horeb says, I believe you're on State Street. Anytime I go to the Overture Center, I go to Kilwin's across the street and get a sea salt caramel covered Oreo. You might be tempted to sell a family member for them. They're delicious. Monica, I don't know if that means you're not close with your family or they're just that good, but either way. Thank you for the text. Rosemary from Eleva. Hey, Rocker, do you know how to say this? Eleva? Oliva? Does that sound familiar?
No.
Elva?
Elvium?
Elvia. Elva. Oliva. Eleva. I don't know. She says, Pete, About 10 miles east of Hayward off Highway 77 is a Farnsworth Lake and Farnsworth Road or Drive. Coincidence for your movie? I don't, that's a great question. And again, I wish I would have seen that when John was here. We could have asked John that, but, and then earlier we got a text from, I didn't want to miss this one. Helen from Wanakee says, we were talking about wieners before and how people refer to hot dogs as wieners. She says, old story about two nuns coming here from their old country. They stopped in New York and wanted to get some street food, so they got two hot dogs. The one opened hers and said, sister, check out what part of the dog you got. Conrad, can we read that on the radio? Seemed a little obscene. Thank you for the text. All right. It is my pleasure now. We're going to pivot to some music talk here. There's this great festival here in Madison every year, the Atwood Music Festival. And I have the creator and the organizer and the all things Atwood Music Festival here in the studio. Rocker joins me live in studio. Hey, buddy, how are you?
What's happening, Pete? Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here, dude.
Well, let me just start, though, by saying that I'm one of the organizers. There are a whole bunch of
people village,
who put that on, right? But my main thing is that I'm from the stages back. So stages, artists, booking, stage management, MC, that's me.
It's a ton of work, however you look at it. But
it is.
To you and all your compadres, just this is so exciting. So for people listening around the state that might be up for a road trip or might not be as familiar with Madison, tell us about the Atwood Music Festival.
Well, we are really fortunate this year to have been voted Madison's best music festival 2 years in a row now. And so the Atwood Summerfest, it was originally called, started up in the early 80s. And it was just a small kind of block party, close off Atwood Avenue. Yeah. And they've been doing it for a long time. And in 2000, it got rained out. And after that rain out, they missed another year. And they were kind of down and not sure what would happen with the festival. And that's the year somehow they came across me and said, hey, would you go through all these cassette tapes and listen to these bands and see which ones would be good? Goodness. So I thought, you know, sure. So and we started the rock stage there. And that eventually led to 2013 with a change of the host of the festival, the Benefactors. And I was, I think, the only person to keep going on with the festival. And now it's called Atwood Fest. And the Barrymore Theater, the Sassy Neighborhood Organization here in Madison, and then Sector 67 are nonprofits that are the benefactors of the festival. So it's a fundraiser. And we close off Atwood Avenue from Tex Tubbs in Madison on the east side, all the way down to Monty's, and there's three stages, 30 bands over 2 days.
That is incredible. Do you live in that area?
I live over more on the north side, but I'm actually a realtor with Reukert Realtors Lake Point, which is right there, right on in the middle of Atwood Fest.
I can't even keep, like, I look at the state news, I can't even believe all the stuff that goes on in Atwood. It must be almost a bummer to live there because every time you look outside, there's some festival or some cool thing happening.
Well,
it must be exhausting.
You know, there's Festyland, which is there's five Madison festivals, Orton Park, Marquette Waterfront, La Fête de Marquette, which already happened, and then Willie Street Fair and Atwood Fest. And it's just amazing in Madison that we have so many festivals. Yeah. And Atwood Fest is really, you know, just a great pure music festival. I mean, we shut down the street and there's Vendor Alley. So there's arts and crafts and food vendors galore. And then there's three stages, one in the middle, one in each end of the street. And about, I think, around 50,000 people show up for the whole weekend.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. Rocker is here. He's one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on WMBX with Terry Barr, who is with us on Friday nights for Bar Band Friday Night. When we come back after the news, we're going to give you a little teaser of some of the music you can hear at this year's Atwood Fest, which is happening this weekend, correct? Saturday and Sunday?
That's right, July 26th and 27th.
Outstanding. So we'll hear some music. We'll talk about the food. It's a beautiful time. Some great East Side vibes at Atwood Fest. We're going to do all of that after the news. Rocker is here in studio. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For civilians is deteriorating with aid distribution centers becoming hotbeds for deadly conditions. The United Nations Secretary General says he's appalled by the conditions for civilians there and is pushing once again for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, 134 Palestinians have been killed in the last 24 hours, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health, due to Israeli attacks. ABC's Dia Ostaz.
The famine and the hunger increase sharply and intensively between the people on the ground. I witnessed persons and people collapsing in the streets because the lack of food and because the hunger, and it's put the people at risk to head into very dangerous places to get food.
On Sunday, officials say a four-year-old child walking with their family was bitten by a mountain lion at Hurricane Ridge in Olympic National Park in Washington. The child is undergoing treatment for their injuries at a Seattle hospital. The investigation is ongoing. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball, and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a cool event, check out the annual Atwood Fest. This amazing music festival features three stages, great food, and great East Side vibes. Saturday, you can catch bands like Rare Element, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, love that name, American Scarecrows, and Madison favorites VO5. Sunday features local favorites like Steely Dan, the Jeremiah Jams Band, and the Mark Hembry Bluegrass Band. Atwood Fest takes place, you guessed it, in Madison's Atwood Hood this Saturday, July 26th from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 7:30. Who doesn't love a Cinderella story, especially when it's literally a Cinderella story? Disney is in the works for a new take on the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein story of the overworked Cinderella. The new look will be told from the standpoint of the godparents. Jennifer Lopez is attached as an executive producer, but there is no cast attached yet. The original Cinderella dropped in 1957 with Julie Andrews playing the title character. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, slight storm chance tonight, lows mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, scattered storms around, humid with highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, more heat and humidity Wednesday, high mid-90s, extreme heat watch, a few storms. Currently at 79.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An important topic, the increase in death by suicide by Wisconsin's elderly. Folks from Wisconsin Watch will join us and discuss. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, this is Adam Brody, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Welcome back. So funny. I was just talking about Adam Brody with my producer friend Bob on the way down to Madison today. So well picked, Conrad. What put you in an Adam Brody mood?
I felt like we haven't heard that one in a while, you know?
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Got a shout out because he just got nominated for a show.
Yeah, for an Emmy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. So great to have you with me here. We've got a half hour to go, and our pal Rocker is in studio. We're talking about Atwood Fest, this great musical festival that happens here in the Atwood neighborhood of Madison every year. It's been around since the 80s, you said, Rocker?
Yeah, since the early 80s. Geez. 82, I believe.
Okay.
And it was called Atwood Summerfest first, and now it's called Atwood Fest.
I love it. And it's such a great neighborhood, too. I love the Barrymore Theater, and there's just so much cool stuff going on there. So let's do a little preview here of what people can hear if they decide to venture out over to the east side.
Yeah, you know, let me start with saying that, you know, Atwood Fest, we've went full high tech now, and we have AI. We actually have an AI guide on our website. So tonight you're going to hear a lot of bands, a lot of dates, you know, a lot of stages and times. You're not going to really remember them, but just remember this, to go to AtwoodFest.com. And at AtwoodFest.com, you can click on the artificial intelligence guide and ask a question. You know,
I love that.
Like, you know, what blues bands are playing, or when is Rio 5 playing, or where can I find fried chicken?
You're putting AI to good use rather than making it a creepy movie thing. So that's
right.
That's,
you know, you can ask all these fact questions. Where can I find an AED unit? You know, if there's a cardiac arrest happening, right? It's by Freely, and we thank Jorge Reina. He put that together and covered that. Yeah. So I'm gonna kind of just skip across some of the bands that are playing that you can hear coming up at Atwood Fest. There's some that are local, national, and you know, international touring artists. We have a little bit of everything. One band that I thought was really unique this year, opening the festival on Sunday, July 27th, on the Luther stage at noon. This is a Madison ska fusion band. They're called One Beer Please, and this is their song, Money, Money, Money.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? But still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd move around and have a ball. Money, money, money must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money always sunny.
That's One Beer Please and the song Money, Money, Money. What did you call that? Fusion?
Ska.
Ska Fusion.
Ska Fusion.
I love that.
Yeah, they're really fun. I thought this song is going to be a great band to like kind of open up the festival day.
Yeah.
Just with a lot of energy. One Beer Please. Later on that day, that's Sunday on the Luther Allison stage, there's also Wonder Funk, Jeremiah Jams Band from Appleton, and Dem Test Fay Band from here in Madison. We'll talk about some of that stuff later. There is another great band that is coming, Parker Barrow. They are on the Clyde Stubblefield stage at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 27th. Now, Parker Barrow, you might remember Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker, right?
No way.
Well, this is Megan Kane and Dylan Turner. They're the couple, right? He's the drummer. She's the lead singer. And they're originally from Birmingham, Alabama, and they're stationed in Nashville. So we brought them out last year, and they put on an amazing show. It's kind of a little country-ish and a lot of Led Zeppelin-ish and really good.
That's interesting. All right, let's hear it.
This band, you have to go see some of the YouTube videos. You'll be like, wow, these guys are incredible. This is Parker Barrow and their latest song. It's called Make It.
You said Led Zeppelin with country. I guess I get that. I wasn't sure what to expect there.
Aren't they good? Yeah. I love them. She is just a wild entertainer. They're very entertaining.
Yeah.
Great band. And let's move out to the Clyde Stubblefield stage again. This is Saturday night, right before VO5. We have a world-class 9-piece funk horn band, Fat Function. They are totally amazing. Nice. I've tried to get them at Adwood Fest for many years, and with so many guys in the band and they don't all live around here, it's tough to get them together. So this is going to be a very special show right before VO5 on the Clyde stage, Saturday at 5:15 p.m. Tons of Madison All-Stars in this band. And this is from their song, I think from 2015, I want to say, this is Well Run Dry. This is Fat Function.
Function. That's a great name.
Fat Function. They are really good. It features John Shipper on trumpet. He's a world-class trumpeter from around here in Madison. And Pauly Ryan, who actually played with Garbage, played with U2 on their recordings. Wow. And all kinds of people over at Smart Studios. A whole bunch of Al Falashi from Steely Dan. Just a great lineup of musicians.
That's the voice of Rocker. He is here to give us a preview of Atwood Fest, which he is heavily involved with, and he is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear Saturday nights from 6 to midnight here on WMDX if you live in the Madison area. And we're talking about Atwood Fest, which takes place this Saturday and Sunday. We talked about this next band, VO5, because they're
VO5.
Crowd favorite, and they are so much fun.
You know, I mean, I bet you there'll be 5,000-6,000 people in front of the stage on Saturday night at 8 p.m. for VO5. You know, I love telling this story, but I was it was probably 2008, and I was Halloween, and my wife and I were dressed up as Padme and Darth Rocker, and we walked into this bar up here in Madison on the square, the Frequency, a little teeny stage, and there was this huge band, and they were all dressed as angels with halos and everything, and they were playing 70s classic disco, and my wife loves to dance to that kind of music. Yeah. And we're there for a while dancing, and she's like, you know, you have to book these guys for Atwood Summerfest. You have to put them on the rock stage. I'm like, the rock stage? Disco? What? And I put them on at noon, and people showed up to dance. And then the next year, I put them on at 2, and more people showed up to dance. And then I put them on at 5, and more people showed up, right? And pretty soon, we just had this giant crowd, this meta community experience of people dancing and laughing and having fun. Dancing in the streets is it's been amazing for the band, and they're just coming up on their 20-year anniversary now as a band. So they've been playing Atwood Fest since 2008, I believe, was the first time that we had them. And they're now the undisputed heavyweight headliners. So let's take a listen. This is VO5, one of their original songs from Dance Originality. This is I Can Feel It.
I actually don't have that song record. I don't think I have that one sent.
Oh, my goodness. Did I not give you my I Can Feel It tune? Well,
I want to tell you, though, I will vouch for what Rocker just said. VO5, I've seen them play the Wisconsin Film Festival opening night parties, and people love them.
Oh, yeah.
So go to Atwood Fest and have a great time, and definitely check out VO5.
The dancers. Well, we better have Paige Kleber. I'm pretty sure I got this one.
Do we have Paige?
Yes, we do have Paige Kleber.
Paige is going to be playing the Sugar Maple stage noon on Sunday. Paige just turned 12 years old, right?
She's up there.
She's been singing the national anthem at the Badgers games, at the Bucks games. She's just really doing a lot of great stuff these days. Let's hear one of her songs. This is Paige Kleber playing Hard to Get. Sugar Maple stage noon on Sunday, July 27th.
Boy, she's fun. She's got great energy. 12 years old.
And she just won both the Madison Area Music Awards and the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards for the Rising Star.
That is unbelievable. When she was here, I was like, how do you know about all the stuff you're singing about at that age? This is incredible.
Isn't it incredible?
So Conrad just told us we do have the VO5 song. Do you want to do that?
Oh, let's hear it. Let's just hear it right away. We heard all about VO5. This is I Can Feel It.
All right.
It's a dream, I can feel it. I am alive and I have arrived and I can feel it. It's a dream, I can feel it. It's a dream.
All right, that was VO5 and original, which is very cool.
Yes.
Rocker is here. He is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio with our pal Terry Barr. You can hear them from 6 to midnight every Saturday night here on WMDX. We're talking about the Madison's Atwood Music Festival, and we'll get back into that after this very short break with our in-studio guest and my pal Rocker. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
I wish every day the sun would shine. Take me to another place in my life.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest.
Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. 3 stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, adjustable. Put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wama. Great to have you with me as we hit our closing moments here. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got another great round of guests. Jordan Leon and Amy Mazzariello, owners of the Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay, will be here. And Green Bay comedian Kristen Leidy will be here to talk about a really cool event coming up. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight with Peach Wama. Live from Madison again. Conrad, you're going to miss me by the end of the week. I know it. Yeah. You son of a... Steady Eddie, our last text of the night says, Pete, speaking of wieners and hot dogs, what did the Buddhist monk say to the New York hot dog vendor? Make me one with everything. That's Buddhism humor, rocker. Thank you, Steady. You never know what you're going to get from Steady Eddie. So thank you, sir. Thank you for all your texts. Thank you to John Roach for coming into the studio tonight. Great fun talking with John. We've got a few minutes left with my current guest here, Rocker, and my pal who is the host of, I said earlier, Maxic Radio, 6 to midnight on Saturday. That is now 6 to 9 p.m. So check it out. Yeah. Tune in. Great show here on WMDX, and you can also check out the podcast as well, too, at civicmedia.us. So got a few more minutes with Rocker. We're talking about Atwood Fest acts that you can check out this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at this great music festival here in Madison. So who should we
I'm gonna answer your question though. Yeah. Quick, right? Okay. Which is what's your favorite junk food?
Yeah,
I was gonna say,
did I not ask you that?
Okay. Culver's fries dipped in vanilla shake.
There's another one, Conrad, with the,
it, you know,
I don't get with it's the
so
dairy.
Good. It's so good, that Culver's fries especially.
People that do, you know what's worse though, my wife one time dipped a fry in my chocolate milkshake from Culver's. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
Or, you know what, in mashed potatoes and gravy.
A fry?
A fry in mashed potatoes and gravy. You wouldn't believe it.
That I could see. They're all potatoes, right? People eat fries and gravy. That one I could, that makes sense to me.
Oh, well, so, hey, let's get back to Atwood Fest then. And quick, go to a band that I think that people are really going to enjoy that they might not have heard of yet. Maybe up north. They're Jeremiah Jams Band. They're from Appleton.
Love that name.
They it's him and his wife, and they jam. Two drummers, real jam band. Let's listen to a little bit of them. This is Dancing in Your Soul, Jeremiah Jams Band from Appleton.
There's a twinkle.
That was Jeremiah Jam's band, Dancing in Your Soul. That's a sneak preview of Atwood Fest. Some of the music you can hear this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in the Atwood neighborhood here in Madison. Three stages, 30 bands, 2 days. Kids Fest. Don't bring puppers. No pets.
No, no. Well, pets
aren't allowed.
I can't
believe that's happening in Madison. It seems
crazy. You know, it's in the street,
I get
right?
It, though. Yeah.
It's in the street, so it's not in a park. And, right. You know, that pavement gets hot. And it's especially looks like it's going to be pretty hot this yes. weekend. So
I love this. And every one of these bands you've played so far, I can almost see people dancing and getting funky in Atwood. So that's awesome. All right. So what do we got? We could probably get one more in here at least, right?
Oh, okay. Hey, let's try a Dem Test Faye. He's going to be headlining the Luther Allison Stage 6 p.m. Sunday, July 27th. He's just an amazing artist. He was with Black Poets Society. He moved out to New York, and during the pandemic, he was in Madison when the lockdowns came. He ended up just staying back here. He's from Madison.
Oh, nice.
So a high school star, basketball player from West when they won the championship. He's really just an amazing artist, and he's going to be with his full band. This is Dem Test Faye, Pressure.
All right.
This one I can actually, I cannot find.
Can you sing it there? For us, Conrad?
Yeah, do you know the lyrics? All right, let's skip over Kelsey Miles. Save My Soul. She went here to the UW-Madison, got her doctorate degree in chemistry, left that off to do music, then decided to move to Kansas City to become a professor at the university there. But she's still in a band, and she's coming back here to Madison to play at Atwood Fest. Do we have Save My Soul?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Your light's too bright, and now I'm afraid I'm a slave to the song that paved my way. And again, everything I've known when I feel so strange. Let me tell you something now. I'm a stranger to myself.
That was Kelsey Miles, Professor Kelsey
That's
Miles.
That's right. And a musician. Isn't that crazy? Save My Soul. That song was her about music saving her soul.
Oh, man.
When she was, you know, lost in doctorate degrees in chemistry and just she's
something
an amazing person.
I cannot
person.
Relate to in any way, shape, or form. Check out Atwood Music Festival. Rocker, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, tonight. Thank
Always
you.
Always fun to connect with you, buddy.
Yeah, just remind people, go to atwoodfest.com to see the full live music schedule, vendor alley,
great
food
website.
Alley. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you see the food, everything there. Thank you so much. Thank you to John Roach. Thank you all texters, callers, listeners, everybody. It was a great show here from downtown Madison. One last text here. Luke Mathers, our pal from Civic Media here, says, I'm a sucker for some Nerd Rope clusters. So tasty. Those and sweet chili Doritos. There's some Red Dye 40 for you. We're coming back. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
In federal court today to challenge $2.6 billion in funding cuts by the Trump administration. The university accuses the government of using funding as leverage to control its academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of administration's demands for sweeping changes to policies on campus protests, admissions, hiring, and more. Kristen Weld, president of Harvard's chapter of the American Association of University Professors, spoke at a rally in support of the university.
The government wants to tell students what they can and cannot learn. What questions they can and cannot ask, who they can and cannot aspire to be.
As we enter the hottest time of year, more extreme heat this week. ABC's Ginger Z.
The extreme heat warning for day two or three, depending on where you are, focused in on Memphis, Little Rock, Kansas City, right down the Mississippi River. Some of the feels lights could go up to 111.
This is ABC News.